Do you suppose,
said the parson to Johnny,
that village of yours could once have been a marine base? It is different than other towns.
The village has been rebuilt a dozen times. Robert, let's go in.
Remember your priorities,
said Robert to the group.
Inventory only. Don't touch records until they're identified. This is a big place. Don't stray or get lost. We ought to bury these bodies. We will. We will. All in good time. Gunners, forward. Flush out and destroy any animals.
Five Scots carrying submachine guns raced down the steps, alert for bears or snakes in hibernation or stray wolves.
Ventilation team, stand by,
said Robert, and glanced over his shoulder to make sure the three assigned to carry the heavy mine ventilation fans were there and ready. There was an uneven burst of fire below. The sub Thompson ammunition was dud, 2 rounds out of 5, and to get a sustained burst, one had to recock the bolt in mid-fire. Robert's small limited-range radio crackled.
Rattle 6, 4, all dead. End call.
Aye,
said Robert the Fox into the mic. There was another ragged burst of fire. The radio crackled.
Brown bear hibernated, dead. End call.
Aye.
Second set of doors, tight locked.
Explosive team,
Robert called over his shoulder.
No, we may need those doors.
Go ahead, belay explosive team, but stand by.
Into the mic.
Mechanic en route.
They waited. The radio crackled.
Doors open.
A pause.
Area beyond seems airtight. Probably no hostile animals beyond. End call.
Ventilation team, forward!
The last man on that team was carrying a cage of rats. Presently, a current of air began to come out of the tomb. The radio crackled.
Rats still alive. End call.
There you are, McTyler.
Johnny checked his face mask and walked down through the dust of the stairs. He heard Robert firing the rest of the teams behind him, and then giving orders to clean up the outside area and dust all traces with snow when the planes left. The orders sounded way off and thin in the booming caverns of the primary defense base of a long-dead nation.